So there were four people mentioned in the story and in the video who were involved in rescuing baby Moses. They had one thing in common. Does anybody know what that was? Four people, they had one thing in common.
They care about the baby?
Yes, but one thing in common. They were all women. Did you notice that? And when you think about it in the Bible, there we are. It's unusual to have four women as the heroes of a story. And can you remember who were the four women? The sister, the mother, that's two, the princess, Pharaoh's daughter, and the maid, yeah. Because when you're an Egyptian princess, you don't go into the water yourself to rescue the baby. You send your servant in to get the baby. That's it. You don't want to get your feet wet. You're too important for that. But there were four women involved in the story. That's right. Now, do you know the names of any of the women? It didn't necessarily name them in that place in the Bible, but elsewhere we find out what they're called. Anybody know the name of Moses' mother? Let's move on to the next slide. That's the slide. There we are. Those are the four names. Moses' mother. Well, let's pop up the next slide, see what it says. Jochebed. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm surprised we don't know her name better than that, Jochebed. It's not a name you come across. I haven't met many little girls recently called Jochebed, but maybe there are some. And what about Moses' sister? That's better. No.
Miriam,
that's right, Miriam. There she is at the bottom and she's running along the riverbank. And it's not recorded in the Bible, the Jewish tradition gives Pharaoh's daughter a name, Bitya. That's a funny name as well. Bitya, Pharaoh's daughter. And the slave girl, unfortunately, her name remains unknown. So we don't know what she was called. Why was Moses' life in danger? Can you remember from the Bible story in the video? Why was Moses' life in danger? Yeah, who wanted to kill the babies? Pharaoh. Pharaoh wanted to kill the baby boys that were born in Moses' family. That's right. So, and he ordered them to be killed by throwing them into the River Nile, which obviously would have drowned them. So that means that everyone involved in rescuing baby Moses was taking a big risk. First, his mother, who used her intelligence and skill. Let's go on to the next slide. See them again. Remind ourselves of them. His mother, who used her intelligence and skill to hide the baby, and who was rewarded with the care of him, which is really great. Secondly, the Egyptian princess who had compassion on the child that she found, even though she recognized it was a Hebrew baby and she was breaking her own father's instructions. Thirdly, the slave girl who pulled the baby and basket out of the water. And fourthly, his sister Miriam, who stood at a distance to watch and who came forward bravely with her proposal. I wonder how each of them felt. And if you had to choose one of the four as your hero or heroine from the story, which would you choose? If you had to choose one of the four as your heroine, which would you choose? What do you think? You like Miriam? What do you think? You like the princess? It's nice to choose Miriam because I don't know how old Miriam was. Maybe she was the same age as you, so maybe you can imagine, oh, if I'd been in the story, I would have been like Miriam, saving my brother. There we go. Anybody else? Do you have a favourite character in the story? Who do you like?
Mum.
You like Mum? Because she's Mum. Yeah, she had the initiative in the first place. That's it. So when he was most vulnerable and in the greatest of dangers, Moses received love, care and protection from four women. Very different women, different ages, different statuses. And that's true, we know, for many children today. Biological parents, mothers and fathers are very important, but others too must take up the roles and responsibilities in order to bring up a child successfully. Mums do their best, but can't do it all on their own. As the African proverb puts it, it takes a village to raise a child. And as today we are particularly celebrating mothers, let's have the next slide. Okay. As we are celebrating mothers, we remember that mothering takes on many different forms. There are aunties who take on the role of mother. There are grandparents who become parents again to their children's children because of difficult circumstances or because the parents must work. There are many who have taken on their new partner's children because of marriage breakdown and a second relationship. There are fathers who stay at home while the mother works. These are all examples of mothering, and for that we give thanks today. The Bible story ends, next slide, in a wonderful way. Moses' mother became his mum twice over. She gave birth to him but had to let him go. She was then employed as a nanny for her very own son when Pharaoh's daughter adopted him. God honoured the risk she took and gave him back to her when she thought she had lost him. In Ukraine, the Ukrainian family here, in other parts of the world where there is violence, there are mothers who are desperately concerned about the safety of their children. In Myanmar, you've probably just heard, there's been a massive earthquake. And I'm sure there are mothers who are desperate to hear news about their children. In our own city, there are mothers worried about their children being recruited by gangs and getting hurt by knives. With the rising cost of living, many families are really struggling right now. And mothers are making difficult choices if their children are to be healthy and thrive. So it's right today. Last slide. We're celebrating mothers and we're praying for them. To all the mums in church today, thank you. But as we've been reminded by the story of baby Moses, those who mother us, in other words, those who love, care, and nurture us like a mother, they come in all sorts of diversity. Earlier I spoke about Mother Church, the church being like a mother. I wonder how that might work out in practice. How as a community can we be mother, not just to the children in our church, but to other people too? That's something we also need to think about and pray about on Mothering Sunday.